So that's a challenge, and I've seen it. I know actually at least four or five lady CEOs who have that habit. Myself, I think as an intern somewhere, someone tried and
Ukabeba.
But all some of these men are funny, and I'm not referring to that situation.
Yes.
Wengine sasa usiku pia unaitwa itwa kwingine. Moja mbili. Unajua alafu mchana unapewa kazi kidogo zikata.
Kitu si kukuuliza, what do you think is going to happen to Macky Sall? Because we mwenye jiulize, umeniweka prison for a whole year, 10 days later I'm the president elect, after April 2nd siwezi sema ni ate Buddha, see, let's exchange pale niliishi pia we rudi hapo. Do you expect him to just let it go? Because I don't think Macky Sall is popular on the ground. And yeah, so una feel nini jeyo?
That's a test that we will see, because if he starts witch hunting, you know, Macky Sall with all his faults towards the end is a respectable African leader.
Yeah.
And he did some good for that country. So we expect if it is to follow a process and accuse him of anything, the process will tell it all. Has he been taken to court? Has there been a due process? You know, has he appealed the decision? Akienda jail ni sawa, but expect him to live in that country. Kianza maneno ya exile, it actually portrays some vindictiveness that will haunt that administration until the end. So those are the things that with all the excitements of coming to power and his two wives, I hope watamuongelesha vizuri, wamwambie focus on what is important and it's not time to witch hunt other leaders.
Because alafu hii story ya vice president, you think he's actually going to do it? Because apparently Macky Sall alikuwa ametoa mambo ya vice president. So na akifanya, should Sonko come, mama Sonko akikuja itakuwa disrespect? Like how? Like ingekuwa wewe, what would you do?
It depends on who. It's very important that in that government, Sonko has a portfolio.
Yes.
Unajua, hii mambo, that's how you create shadow cabinets.
Yeah.
Na kitchen cabinets, all those funny names. We know that he's going to be an influential person in that country or to be the president.
Yeah.
So let him have a designation. And you've seen an example of the UK. There was David Cameron. This guy became a PM, did his work. He left, resigned during Brexit. He is now a cabinet secretary.
Yeah.
And I even tell people, if myself I were to become a president, like if I were Uhuru, I can decide and buy MCA in Gatundu. You know, those functions are different. Nataka tu ni watu wachunge ngombe zao vizuri, devolve functions. Nataka hapo mtaani kukuwe na soko. It is not demotion.
Service to the people.
If you want to serve and you have the energy,
Go
and serve people in whatever capacity. So someone like Jimmy Carter, after he became the president of the US, he went and started serving as a nursery school teacher, Sunday school. You know, you serve in whatever, it actually doesn't need to be political. So I took his care, Uhuru wants to serve as a history teacher in a secondary school. So long as you are not paid, it's voluntary. That's a good thing. So I'll be keen to see that this Sonko guy has a portfolio in that government. If he's an economist, I don't know his career, let him serve somewhere. If he's VP, a serve up and you're tujue huyu mtu wako mahali. At least he's not pulling the strings from behind.
Okay.
So that you end up having a puppet as a president.
Alafu tukiongea juu Sonko huko, lazima tuongee juu Sonko wetu. So Sonko wetu majuzi, I saw like his death certificate. Have you ever seen it? Have you ever seen it?
Yeah, you know, I know also of another leader. I'll not mention his name, but I did a petition for gubernatorial candidate in the last election, and the rival who lost came with a death certificate and showed me the guy apparently died.
Who ali lose? Alikuwa amekufa. Ama huyu mwingine, ule alishinda.
Mwenye alishinda.
Alikuwa amekufa.
Na governor.
Oh.
Eh, yeah. Hiyo rival wake akaniletea death certificate. Akaniambia kwanza mzee ali dead.
Yeah.
Alafu committee akaniletea judgment. Mzee before dead alifungwa committee.
Oh.
So he got out, changed his name. He's now operating with another funny name.
Yeah.
And he's working and doing his own
thing. So he was in committee for what?
For some offenses. He was actually convicted. How he left jail, just like Sonko, is a mystery. Ani mse umefungwa jela, umechill, siku moja umepotea. And then after umepotea, wiki kadha umekufa. And then mse mgini amechomoka na jina ingine. And soon you become a governor, as you what, politician, and you move on with life.
Yeah.
This is a very funny country. Because I remember even reading a newspaper article of Sonko being imprisoned in Shimolateo.
Yes, yes, yes.
The way he left that prison.
See, he left in a coffin.
Hey.
Yeah, he left in a coffin. As in, see, that's why he couldn't eat that certificate.
The certificate came?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. So this was...
Yeah, this country should be given a trophy, but the things that happen here...
Ala kumbe there's another one.
There's another one.
Like parliament imejaa zombies.
There's another. Yeah. Bana. Oh, yes, ati mimi yake niko nayo kwa simu. It's there. And you wonder, and even if you look at the operation of that guy, you know, he's a very, you see, he apparently is a doctor. You know, he speaks, you think he's an illiterate.
Yeah, yeah.
Even his behavior himself is shady. Again, nobody knows which side of the county he comes from.
Yeah, yeah.
Nasikia sija natoka huko mtu mwingine anasema hapana, this guy comes from the other end. So we have mystery, and I tell voters, you elect such a person to a very sensitive position as a governor.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you expect that person to perform.
Wow.
You must be crazy. This person from its very, you know, he has lived all his life as a fraudster.
Yeah.
Now, you expect him to become an angel and start serving.
When dealing now with billions.
Billions.
Yes.
When he has been stealing throughout his his life. And you find women in the village disappointed. You should be disappointed by your own brain and yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because if you expect such a person, any good can come out of him.
Mm.
It's like electing a hyena to be a village elder, then you start complaining that sheep are getting lost.
Wow. Okay. Yes, you want to like this. There's another one.
And those stories are many. Mm. Mingi sana.
Because Nani died of cardiopulmonary arrest.
that's our song.
Yeah. In 2005. When he was 32 years old.
It's not the first time he's been arrested.
Movie Gideon Kioko. Death 205. I want to see the name. This Wambua, he should come out and tell us whether this is his signature or not.
Yeah, yeah.
Crazy. Crazy.
But it's such an interesting country. Nobody cares
about it.
Now, Nikki, if I'm in court and I'm arguing my case and I'm saying I should be a governor because I ran against a dead person. You see, argument. It's not legal.
Dead person anatokea huko. Amekaa hapo nyuma yake. Asema, I'm dead. Am I dead?
Yeah.
But now you see, and it's always a valid argument, even now in the US, that's the argument that is raging. And I remember Matiang'i mentioning it very eloquently before elections.
Yes.
You know, when someone is tainted with so many scandals like Sonko, a good leader who I respect in other aspects.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what happens? Like now, Trump has more than, four indictments in different states in the U.S., including even federal charges. What happens is that... that person is presumed innocent until proven guilty. Now that's one mistake Sonko made. Sonko could not have allowed that impeachment. You know, that's the only reason.
Yeah.
Waluke was jailed, I don't know, for 90 years. He's still a member of parliament. And I'm sure he was advised. He could have just resigned a minute before they go to vote. Now he could be governor of Nairobi or maybe Mombasa.
Okay.
That's the conviction that prevents him from holding public office under Chapter 4.
So he can never hold
going forward? Never.
Oh, okay.
Never until the law changes. That's his tragedy. So he made that mistake. So what happens is when a candidate, like now before election, Matiang'i tried to expose some candidates in that election for wash fraud. You know, someone like this guy for Bungoma, I'm told he's campaigning to be the next governor for Bungoma, the MP for Kimilili.
Mm.
What is his name? Didimus Barasa.
Yes, yes, yes.
You know, you brandish a gun in a
election
when people are voting.
Yes.
You shoot someone, kill that person, and people continue voting for you.
Yeah.
So you ask yourself, nothing can save us unless, you know, when such scandals are out to the public, it's the public to say, myself as Levy, I'll not vote for this leader because I know, you know, the series of scandals can start from here to Githurai.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's for the people to decide based on the information they have.
Mm.
But the moment such a person wins an election, it's an affirmation. By the people that we want thieves. You know, we don't want, if you are clean, get out.
Yeah.
Once you only vote for thieves and dead people. So, then democracy...
they're gunning for him.
Democracy demands that then those people should be ruled by dead people because have chosen themselves. And actually, in my view, you know, and that's one of the challenges... even you saw the collapse of criminal cases against Kina. All these guys who had scandals after elections. These are governors and
CSS. Everything failed.
Because whoever handles it, even the DPP himself, is wondering, these people knew this person has killed someone.
Yeah.
They know this person has stolen this amount of money. Then you vote for that person. Now, how do I assist you?
Yeah, yeah.
You voted for him. You've affirmed that you don't believe me. This guy is a good guy and these are the leaders we want. Then let their cases collapse. Jipangeni nyi wenyewe.
Okay. Alafu, last one nikuulize. Do you consume local content on the internet? Because history of Sonko is very interesting. There's this character that was, I think, created by Jackie Vike, Awinja. So it's a character of someone called Izianunu. But Izianunu is played by Butita. Alafu, so they go for this funeral. And wanaenda kuzika Butita, Izianunu. Then Izianunu shows up. You know, Jonika Masonko. Like, they have everything. But credit, lazima tupatie Sonko, I think, the fact that after death, he changed his life. He's done a lot of good after death. Because this other guy will not get you, okay? What has he done with life after
nothing.
Death?
He went and had a conversation with Sagodi.
Yeah.
Sagodi told him, I'm returning you as a governor, not as a petty criminal.
Yeah.
Ensure you impact lives. Now, I think the credit you can give Sonko, which other leaders should follow, and I think it has... is a way of politics has somehow influenced, actually substantially, politics in Kenya.
Yeah.
You must have touch with the people and some level of compassion with the people. You know, if you are elected an MP of an area, when you are called upon, kuja ground, see what people are doing, whether you can assist, bury all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Their relatives who are dead. Try to assist within your level. I think it's a good thing. But some of these things are reflections of democracy. And Kenyans, is not, I've seen someone saying they like bad boys, I don't know, bad boy mentality. No, I think it's the moral fabric of our society.
Yeah, yeah.
These leaders, we admire them. If I were in a position of whoever, I could have stealed as much. That's the only reason, stole as much. That's the only reason you vote for that person.
Yeah, yeah.
And even Mkimto after 5 years, mwingine aletwe, it does the same thing. So what we say... in political science is that a leader is a reflection
of the society. Yes.
You know, you elect your very best. Sonko, ni ule msea ni life imempiga hadi akakufa akafufuka. He's the very best of the society. The very best. How many people have managed that in the society? Very few people. So those are mentors, they are role models, and that shows what the Kenyan society is.
Yeah.
And to change that society, you can't change from the very best. You come to people kwa ground. They are the only ones who can initiate any substantial change.
Yeah. Okay. So mesema Sonko is Izianunu.
Yeah,
love that character.
Kabisa.
Alafu, tukitoka hapo kidogo, there's something I need your 2 cents on. I don't know. Because we comment about it. I don't know if you're allowed to comment about it. But niko kifuatilia history ya akina Joe Mfalme?
Yes, yes, yes.
So from the outside looking in, how are you seeing it? Like that case...
It's very interesting. I think I saw they were charged in murder.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Murder, as described under our law, is unlawful killing,
yes,
of another human. It's something we call malice aforethought.
Mm.
So you must have intentions to kill that person.
Mm.
Kama sahi tukiongea anything hapa or tukikuwa tunaagi or I want to snatch this tablet, ndio siambie watu Sonko alikufa akafufuka. While I'm snatching it, I hit you.
Yeah.
And kwa sababu kuna shida ya neck huku you die.
Yeah.
Then ideally I should not be charged with murder, yeah, because my intention was not
to kill you.
Kill you. So there's an offense called manslaughter.
Yeah, yeah.
If you kill someone unintentionally. Kwa hiyo mnasukumana hapa mse amke kwa balcony ya die. So I'm here to get all the details, but what I heard is that the guy died later. So the prosecution has to prove that those injuries were directly related to
his death.
Is what DJ Mfalme and crew actually inflicted on him. And the second thing they have to prove is that DJ Mfalme had the intention of killing him. It was just a brawl. Naskumana. I don't know the defenses he'll raise. He has self-defense. If he was being hurt and he decided to defend himself, that's a defense. So that's why we have a fair trial, that if you are charged of this offense, if you can hire a good lawyer to defend you, then we can only know justice at the end.
Okay.
So it's good, and I appreciated the case of Joey because Water is one of the best judges we have, actually, a very brilliant judge. Called Musyoka. Justice Musyoka. What she did...
Nzioka. Yeah,
actually
yeah.
corrected me.
Yeah.
Confused the two names. What she did, she actually disseminated a case in a way mwananchi can understand. For the first time, you know, even my mother was telling me, you know, nimesikia kuna doctrine inaitwa last seen with kikuonekana na wewe na nikufe
nafauseme
nani aliniua. So people have started understanding what happens in court,
yes,
which is very good for our society. Ndio court is ikuwe mystery kwa wase. Yesu kipelekwa kotini, unajua this person has a right to defend himself. And at the end of the day, court will weigh the two options and decide who is guilty and who is not.
Okay.
So let's hope the trend will continue.
Yeah, alafu ya nani, kuna nimekuwa nikiona people who've been arguing that Joey was jailed with a lot of circumstantial evidence. As a lawyer, do you feel the same?
I've actually read the entire judgment and I find it fairly sober. If he tries to appeal, I don't know if he has appealed.
Yeah, he's
if he has appealed, he'll have quite a task to prove. He needs the conviction was wrongful, because circumstantial evidence simply means, you know, in a case there is direct evidence and circumstantial. Direct evidence is where someone saw you. Kama sasa caretaker angekuwa kwa dirisha ya Monica anachungulia alafu akaona Joey akimada, that's direct evidence.
Yes.
So by nature of crime, wase ukuwa amejificha.
It's circumstantial.
So most evidence actually that is brought in court is circumstantial. That means circumstances zinakuplace. When ndio ulionekana na yeye mwisho, ulikuja kama umevaa kanzu, ukapeana ID ya mse mwingine kwa gate.
Yeah.
It points towards motive. Kama ni mse tu ulikuwa umeingia kama umechill, umekuja kupewa hiyo maneno ama shughuli zingine. Unakuja kama umenai, mimi ni Joey, naenda kwa keja ya msupa. But now those circumstances, if you put them in a kind of a puzzle, they fit so perfectly. So it was justice, I believe, prevailed, but he has a right to appeal. Let's see whatever he'll raise on the appeal. I also saw the prosecution appealed. That one is maybe quite
hard.
A challenge in legally, the one for
Maribe.
Maribe. Acha tuone vile kutaenda. But we sympathize with him. Whatever he did, prison is not an easy place.
It's not an easy place
to stay.
So fikiri the state can say, because Maribe says that on that material night alikuwa na Sonko. Ezema, you can't be with a dead person.
Maybe you're drunk a spiritual husband.
But I feel like those two cases zimekuwa very interesting to just watch and see how maybe the Kenyan system sometimes works.
Exactly.
And he, of course, here, DJ John Falme, it's just started, so we are going to...
We'll follow up and we'll know. You'll always hear witnesses and you know a lot of things about the case as it goes on.
Alafu, this has also reminded me. There's a certain case that I watched. I watched, there's this series that, this series should be on mainstream TV, according to Mimi. This series here, John Alan Namu. It's called The Last Door. And I remember watching the story of the lawyer, Willie Kimani. And I'm not a lawyer, and I was so angry. I don't know if you've watched your story, what happened to Willie, where he comes to represent someone, and then this cop decides, I'm going to
kill
you.
Is it the same as Case Files? That's a different entity.
It's the same as Case Files, but I think now, because it's under Kina Maisha Magic and it has a better budget. So it's really well done. Afu najua Alan Namu, like his level of...
Amazing.
It's so good. You'll feel like you are there. He paints. I didn't even know that Walitoka Court.
Netflix.
Yeah. But unajua the story is Walitoka Court. They were abducted while coming from court.
Yes. He's a colleague.
Yeah.
I know almost all the details of that case.
How did that make you feel as a lawyer seeing that?
Well, lawyers have different... You know, all of us took oath to defend the Constitution without fear or favor. So there are lawyers who take that out seriously. Some wakitishwa kidogo, they become a little bit scared. Like, for me, I can't be threatened, man. Even with a gun, I took an oath and, you know, I'm like a soldier. I took an oath to defend justice. So we fight for our clans under very hard circumstances. You wake up every day in the morning knowing you're going to fight for people and justice in general. And you don't need to fear. If your day gets to that level, wacha katambe.
Yeah, wacha katambe.
Wacha katambe. But you can't live your life
in fear.
Everything is a risk in Kenya or in the world. Even whoever does the simplest of jobs, anaweza patikana na risk hapo. So I think it's a risky job, but just like any other. That's why it is a profession and people take oath, you know. To appreciate that uniqueness of the job. But definitely a lot needs to be done to ensure our society is safe. Like, if you follow up that trail, honestly, it could have been interrupted anyway, somewhere. It's so seamless. It's like nothing really, you know, there is no entity maintaining law and order. We should try to advance our security and make our country safer. Some of those things can be like, you know, carjacking someone on the road. If the system is efficient, someone could have picked it up at that point. And within an hour, if there is a rapid reaction to it, the lives would have been saved. So the guys were convicted and sentenced. He was a very dedicated colleague. Of course, he died even before he joined the profession. But we consider him one of the fallen heroes. He has actually a monument at the Law Society of Kenya, Gitanga Road. He's a hero.
Okay.
In that case, the guy who was targeted, it's not the lawyer who was targeted, it's the guy.
The other guy, the one who's been shot.
Sure.
Mkono,
That guy had filed a complaint against the police.
The cop, yes.
So, you know, to take up such a case, I've done several, I'm actually doing now. You appreciate, when you know the country you're living, you appreciate the risk. So not every lawyer decides to take such cases, but by virtue that he did, he's a hero.
Okay, okay. Now, another story that I saw on that was the case here, Omar Lali. Has the case been thrown out or am I still active? Because I think that's the one thing that I'm not 100% sure about.
Omar Lali is actually my client. He was my client at some point briefly. Let me say he was.
Oh, okay, okay.
There was an inquest that was going on.
Yeah.
That's when I was actively a little bit engaged in the matter. From that point, I really can't speak a lot on what trajectory it took.
Okay, okay. Love, so this isn't either client attorney privilege.
Exactly. Kuwatajia mambo vile lifanyika yo usiku kama movie.
Okay.
But it was a very tragic thing. we always hope that justice prevails. If it was an accident, then it should be known at the end. If something else happened, we'll know.
Okay. Alafu nini, another thing that has been happening, of course, saizi, ni accidents, eh? And you are, wanaitua nini, ni, are they alumni, watu wako, wanini walikufa majuzi, watu wa
KU.
I saw uliko mebonga juu yake. How do you look at this problem of accidents in Kenya? Is there a cure?
I'm actually doing something major about it. I'll not discuss much, but expect a major legal fight on that thing coming up very soon. I'll be filing a major case on it in a few days to come. And the reason is, you know, we travel in other countries.
And our
leaders travel in other countries. And you start asking yourself what exactly is wrong with this country. For your information, Kenya has one of the highest number of road accidents in the world.
Yeah, you najuaga, najua.
I remember last year, Outer Ring Road was actually marked as one of the most dangerous roads in the world. I think it had fatalities of more than 100. In other countries, accidents are rare occasions. Actually, they come as breaking news. You find a whole country, you know, an accident, you know, you can count the number of accidents that have happened in a month, and most of them are minor.
And they have more cars than Kenya.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So you start asking yourself, what is the problem? And it comes to the bottom line issue that I mentioned, I think, in one of my tweets, that we should start collectively thinking about our judgment. Let me not call it intelligence. It's a very sensitive word. Every father thinks his son is intelligent. His wife is beautiful. Let me talk about judgment. It's a calmer word. You know, there are standards. Roads were not invented in Kenya.
Yeah.
Roads were invented by some guys, Romans.
Romans.
And I was actually seeing a photo recently of a Roman road built in 4,000. Not 4,000, I think
400
during the peak of the Roman Empire.
Yeah, I'm at 1600 something, for like a 400-year-old 400. Road. Yes.
No, it's not 400 years. That is like 400 BC.
Yeah,
so
oh.
That's a 2,000 over.
Oh, sure. Road. Okay,
those roads are old. They are in use now.
Yeah.
And you find a Roman at that point appears to be thinking better than the Kenyan government now.
Yeah.
They used to take some shiny stones and actually, at the middle of the road, you know how they used to place big stones? At the middle of the road, they could put shiny stones so that anytime there's darkness, then, you know, the reflectors that are put in the middle of the road.
Okay.
So that you know you are either, your chariot is this side and the other chariot is this side, and you don't need to cross this line so that you allow the person coming opposite to pass. So it is standard practice all over the world that a road must be properly marked. It's called road furniture.
Yes.
I do a lot of construction law and arbitration.
Mm.
And I've seen a award of tenders for major roads in Kenya. Ngong Road, Thika Road, Wayaki Way. Yeah. And all those, it's mandatory in construction practice, civil engineering, that a road tender must have a section at the end called road furniture.
Yeah.
That means before you actually clear a road for usage as complete and part ways with the contractor, that road must be properly marked.
Yeah.
In terms of whether it's a white line, a yellow line, whether it's a dotted or a straight, it must be marked. There are something called road signs.
Yeah.
The road must have road signs. I drive fairly once or twice a year across the border to Uganda and recently across the border to Tanzania.
Yeah.
Immediately you cross the border, you see a change in roads.
Yeah, especially
Tanzania. Malaba, even Malaba I've seen. You just cross, you see very properly marked roads. School, animal crossing, name of towns. So that, you know, a motorist can know where he is. Bend ahead.
Yeah.
That's standard practice all over the world except Kenya, where you find a road, you stretch for 50 kilometers, there's no marking. It's like, you know, you're driving in a jungle, and like you're an animal or kind of just walking. This something that is capable of taking away lives. You can't just leave it in a haphazard manner the way you leave our roads. I drive along Mombasa Road. When you're coming to the airport.
Yeah.
Just, you know, a facility as prime as an airport, biggest airport in the region. Actually, recently I saw even the sign of JKI was removed for whatever reason. That road, the way it turns, there is a space in between where someone can fall in. That place, there is no lighting at all. So you are left by your own and your God. If you either you are going this way or this way, the lighting, you know, someone has a lights on from the other end. You can't distinguish. So there is a reason why there is a majority of road accidents on our roads, and that is recklessness. Actually, in modern countries, developed countries, you'll charge of manslaughter.
If someone
dies in such a road, the contractor of that road, the supervisor and the person in charge, if it's Kenha or Kera or Kura, you are charged of manslaughter.
Yeah.
Nikama, the analogy I was giving you of taking this thing from your hand and beating you.
Yeah.
Like, you've killed someone without really wanting to kill, but you've killed that person.
Yes, yes.
Out of failure to mark that road, you've killed a person. So in Kenya, roads are left that way. Nobody cares. And you know what? Money is eaten. Because to mark a road, just to mark a road for a kilometer, might take you as much as 4 to 5 million.
Yeah.
You can imagine 100 kilometers, that's 50 million or so. So people finish road, abandon, the contractor leaves the site in a raw form for people to die there. And it's money and goes. That's why we have the most poorly marked roads anywhere in a civilized country.
Yeah, yeah.
And road accidents will continue. It's a violation of the constitution, it's a violation of right to life, it's a violation of human dignity, it's a violation of socio-economical rights, it's a violation of international law. But who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
At some point, people should be brought to account on that. You find highway, you know, Kera vehicles, you know, plying our roads. You wonder what they are doing. Because bumps. Find one bump that goes up to someone's ass.
Yeah, najua. Yeah, najua.
You know, you get there and you need to align your road car parallel and move, you know, your car. Move slowly. Another one is, you know, 2 centimeters high. Another one is cubical. Another one is rectangular.
Yeah.
Another one triangular, cylindrical. You wonder.
And there are too
what
many.
What is that? Do you need to be an engineer to know there's a problem here? Some are erected by people themselves. So we live in a shambolic nation, and some of these acts of negligence actually end up costing lives. And, you know, when someone dies in the road, someone remains an orphan.
Yeah.
Someone remains fatherless and stuff like that. All livelihoods are wiped out. People are left without means. It is very sad. And the Constitution of Kenya is not only there to solve political problems.
Yeah.
It is also there to solve such basic societal problems that are causing lives.
Because even an accident like Ile Alondiani, see, it just went evil. Kila mtu alizikwa and we moved
Imagine.
On.
Imagine.
And there were so many people that died
people
in that accident.
People die out of negligence of, you know, of people in authority, and nobody cares. You just sit and start talking kizungu mingi, jet bureau, sijui what. Bureau, and we know why people are dying in those roads.
Yeah.
They are left unmarked. Why should you allow trucks to park on the road without lights?
Yeah.
I've actually suffered. I've almost died like 3 times. You drive along the southern bypass at night. Or Mombasa Road. You find a truck has parked or it's moving at night without lights.
Without lights, yes. Yes.
That's a grave that is in front of you, and you can fall in anytime. So it is the recklessness of our leaders, of people in authority, that are causing, you know, costing lives of Kenyans. And this must stop if you want to stop the whole problem.
Yeah, because imekuwa shida sana. Because I remember
a
this.
It's a big crisis.
Someone that, a friend of ours who's a journalist. I don't know kani zataka ni mtaje, so sita mtaje, but he works for Reuters. There's a time that akiwa Kenya, that thing ya truck, he alingia chini ya lori.
Maze.
The only thing that saved him, your BMW yake was still, I don't know, it was still new, ama also the ninis come say, but yes, but alingia chini. So the same thing, there was no lights, there was no, na ili stall, ikabaki kwa lane.
Nobody
so usiku, especially your Friday night, Saturday morning.
very careful, una drive very carefully,
mm.
then someone messes you up and causes you to die.
Mm.
It's something that is very, very sad.
Yeah, mm, yeah.
And no. something has to be done about it.
Okay, okay. Mm. And then, history in Guinea, the doctor strike, what do you feel about it? Do can they just be fired? They keep being threatened with firing, yeah?
I represent pilots.
Yeah.
I've been in the labor courts for a long, for quite some time. During the pilot strike, I was done representing the pilots.
Oh, okay.
Organization called CALPA. So I'm very familiar with such labor action.
Yeah.
And the doctors' strike is seriously supported by logic and facts.
Mm.
They have entered into agreements with the government. The government has defaulted grossly,
yes.
Quite irresponsibly.
Mm.
You agree with a person, you can't keep your word.
Mm.
People remain that way. Now doctor interns, you know, do not even have a posting.
Yeah.
So when
yeah.
you are young, you used to be told, some of us who are top performers, used to be told, why don't even study law, go and study medicine. The temptation was very big.
Yes, I know.
There was an imagination that a doctor is immune from unemployment.
Yes, yes.
That's not the case today. There is a number of doctors. You know, when you hear Sakaja saying that he's going to fire doctors and they have others, that means there are doctors who are unemployed.
Yeah.
Can imagine. It's a very sad case.
Mm.
We are suffering with a very serious health crisis. Every doctor must be posted somewhere assisting. Yet you find someone who can save lives is not working because of government policies.
Yeah.
So their strike is justified. Where there might be a problem is court orders.
Mm.
I believe court orders have to be obeyed.
Okay.
So courts should also be very slow in stopping strikes because this is something in law we call self-help mechanism.
Yeah.
Myself, when court orders were issued against my clients during their strike in November 2022, I advised them to follow the orders, go back to work, and find a way of
appealing
and doing such stuff. So I think in terms of obeying the law, they have to. And it's always a very delicate thing because if they are fired now, they return to the same court.
Yeah.
To seek help.
Oh, okay, okay.
The court will order they are reinstated. Mm. The government will refuse.
Yeah.
And then they'll tell you, well, when the court issued orders, you stop a strike. You didn't follow the orders. Now it has issued the orders. You will reinstate you to work.
Yeah.
We are not following it. So they should be very careful. They could have followed the court orders, obeyed them, then appealed and find a way of ventilating their grievances, but they are very legitimate.
Yeah.
And I applaud their leaders at least for coming out and defending them.
Okay.
And let's hope our people who are dying in villages because of lack of doctors.
Yeah.
We hope that the government, the elected, will do something so that they get very competent medical services.
Okay. And then there's another thing, Takuliza. There's this photo that was going around, I don't know if you saw it, where the CS for health, Nakumicha, yuko mbele, and then apparently amebebewa handbag na the chief of staff, Ministry of Health.
Mm.
So the question I was asking, because this, for as an African man, you know, this is the most emasculating thing that can happen. If the chief of staff was to say, I'm not going to carry your handbag, and she fires him, does he have any legal recourse? Because I don't think kukubebe a handbag, especially if I'm more qualified than you, unajua ni zile za hey buda jo ni kama sasa hizi nime if I made the Minister of Justice and then I appoint you alafu nikupatie handbag, I don't know if you understand the way it's disrespectful, because I know nothing about law. Yeah, so can you say no?
That now comes back, and that's why you need legal services in some of these small things you do, like a basic contract.
Yeah, yeah.
When a contract chief of staff says, you know, ensuring that the appointing authority gets to, you know, runs her schedules well.
Okay.
Then at the end, you see any other services assigned to you by the employer. So hapo ndio kubeba handbag inakuja. You've been legally speaking truthful, you've been assigned a service.
Okay.
And it's part of what you agreed to do. You agreed any other service or assignment that is you know, you are requested to do. So that's a challenge, and I've seen it. I know actually at least 4 or 5 lady CEOs who have that habit.
Yeah.
Myself, I think as an intern somewhere, someone tried and
ukabeba.
I know some of these men are funny, and I'm not referring to that situation.
Yes.
Wengine sasa usiku pia unaitwa kwingine. Moja mbili. Unajua alafu mchana unapewa kazi kidogo, wezi kata.
You also
are beneficiary in other, other fields.
But, that may come. Other services.
But let me ask, if the opposite was happening, could you be equally concerned
if
a man, if I give my briefcase to my lady like secretary to carry?
I feel like a briefcase is less, you know, it's official. Formal. Like even if he was carrying a briefcase and it's her briefcase, we would not feel some type of way.
You remember the case of Ababu? There was a video about some guy putting his shoes on.
He was polishing.
Polishing
shoes. An NYS official.
Yes, but I think that NYS, he went out of his way to please him. So
no, that nini, that man, don't assume.
Okay, perhaps okay.
He said,
okay.
Madam, I let me carry this. Your alafu akapewa 2000. You do it. Unahitaji hiyo pesa.
Yeah.
So I don't think there's not much to read into that, but the contract allows, I can assure, it's part of other assignments.
So we always know Ian for pants, but alienda funeral like a poteza. So vile she has a lot of burden, and anamwambia let me unburden you. Because these stories za low kuna vile zinamsungua sana. Okay. But sasa tukimalizia, are you still planning to run for political office? Do you feel like the intellectual margin has decreased in any way?
Nangoja mwito. I've heard there are rumors on the ground that I must vie. If I don't vie, then they can come for me physically.
Yeah.
Speaking like a typical politician. I think the problems that was trying to address that time of COVID, it's still raging up to now.
Yeah,
there are a lot of promises. A few, they have tried to fulfill it. But, you know, when it comes to regulating a price of something like coffee, you can try artificial means of keeping the prices high, but finally they collapse.
Because
it's something that essentially relies on market and demand and supply. So the problem is still there. The people are still there. They are struggling with the same thing.
Yeah.
The solution is still here. So we'll have a meeting of the minds. Utajita mkono mkutano, problem, solution, na safara za hiyo, including myself, by the way. I've really suffered. I have almost 10 acres of coffee.
Oh, okay.
And even the money I spend on that coffee and what I get, you know, it's an utter loss.
It's
an utter loss. You know, that thing is a very serious problem. I remember some time back when I was young, what used to happen is, you know, these farmers, after harvesting, you take coffee to a factory. Then before you take that coffee to a factory, they have given you fertilizer, you know, a few things that you need to pay for.
Yes.
So what would happen if you've been given fertilizer of per kilo 10 shillings, you've been given some pesticides of 5 shillings. When the price comes out, they deduct. So if the price of a kilo of coffee is set as 55, then they have to deduct their 15 shillings. So I remember some time back, I don't remember the year, but early 2000, it became so bad that, you know, now what happens, if you have a lot of coffee, that means you've taken more fertilizer. You are given a negative. Remember, at this time, coffee prices have been 10 shillings. Your debt here is 15 shillings. So you have a negative 5. We'll come for it in the next harvest. It's something very sensitive. And coffee, everyone relies on coffee in my village. Siku coffee nalipwa, hapo kwa duka unaona nyama imenuliwa mingi.
Yes, yes.
Within a week, you see someone with a kanyuka in the village.
Mm,
mm. If now I receive around 10 requests for mchango every day,
hata
sasa nikifungua simu yangu, at least there are 3
mm.
that have come while we are here.
Yeah.
When coffee prices become better, those requests reduce.
Yeah, unaona,
zimetoka 10 kwa siku, zimekuja 3.
Mm.
So every life of you know, a community is tagged on one thing.
Mm,
but the only way you can reform that community is not through circumcision.
Yeah,
it is true coffee and its prices.
Mm.
So I still have a solution, a viable solution.
Mm.
The problem is still there. We'll discuss very soon. Tutajita mkutano and we'll decide to run.
Yeah.
They deserve a second chance. They also deserve a second chance.
Yeah.
Tuone kama tuneza panga maneno huko.
Oh, okay. So
that our people, you know, their suffering is a little bit reduced.
Okay. Mm. So umesema since solution si circumcision, you're telling Mr. Kagushia stop treating us like dickheads.
Mambo ya circumcision, but like foreskin.
Yeah.
That thing is not an issue. It's not an issue for the people of Mokoroine.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah,
the most important thing I remind him, it was not your agenda during campaigns.
Yeah.
Where has it come up? Your agenda, you're talking about roads, you're talking about coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell us what you are doing about coffee, but sideshows and gimmicks like circumcision, they're not going to take us anywhere.
Okay.
So sober up, come back to your senses, and do what the people elected you to do. And we'll meet on the ballot in 2027.
Sawa sawa. So wakili, tumeshukuru sana.
Karibu sana.
Yetu na jenge kwa refu sana. Yeah. Ile tu lazima ni nini bara, asante. Asante.
It's been
like one of the best nini's me have. We're talking about laws, ndio?
Sure, like, sure.
Interesting.
And keep up the good work.
Yeah.
I've seen you are inclined towards social commentating. It's a good thing. What you do, you know, educates people.
Yeah.
My youth mtaani, you learn a few things.
Mm.
And life goes on.
Yeah,
so
it's
good that you've invited me. I'm available with some notice.
Yeah.
I can come again and again.
So, lazima tutakutafuta tena, especially tukikaribia hizi elections.
Sure, hapo mambo itachemka.
Yeah, mambo itachemka.
I'll be back.
We'll have a meeting.
Thank you.
A meeting of the minds.
Yes.
Kuzia imenichekesha. Nini, like, leo nikikuja, because from me place tuko, like, I leave around hapa.
Mm.
So nikikuja, kuna vile nimekuja na haraka, alafu zip yangu ilikuwa chini kidogo. So yana ananiuliza, is it a meeting of the minds ama meeting of the heads? So we have to make sure it's a meeting of the minds.
Exactly. Anambia asa nachorea madem zao. Anambia imeanza kuwa common sana. Bora masomo imepita wife kidogo. Kichuja wife anaulizwa, "Hey, mzee, shida iko wapi?" Anasema, "Our minds did not meet."
Yeah.
You don't need meeting of minds. Hapo you need meeting of other things. Na ndoa inasonga mbele.
So una try kusema, if the woman is more educated, a man should never go down on her. Okay.
The mind will be going down.
Yeah. So we're going to episode 289. Yes, yes. So asante wakili. So kama kawaida kwako, like, subscribe, hit the notification button, tell a friend to tell a friend. Tukimalizia 289, tukisema eko nene.
Eko nene.
Eko nene.
Wow.